He was a humble clerk at the Eastern Daily Press who turned into a shoe baron with a heart of gold. A man who reached out to embrace the people of Norwich and Norfolk and how they loved him. He was Lord Mayor twice and knighted for his services to the city. His name was Henry Holmes, who forsook paper for leather to establish Edwards and Holmes, one of the biggest and most important boot and shoe factories not only in Norwich but across the land. When he died in 1940, the paper reported, "No one serving in the public life of the city in recent years won his way more closely into the hearts of his fellow citizens. 2 years as Lord Mayor naturally brought him prominently to the fore, but long before that he had been working in less observable ways for the good of the community. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and the Jenny Lind Hospital found in him a real worker and a generous friend, and so did numerous other philanthropic bodies," wrote the paper. A prime example was that when he was serving as Lord Mayor in 1921, he bought the Bridewell, gave it to the city, and adapted the inside so it would be turned into a museum. It was opened in 1925 by the Duke of York. In 1938, the Dean of Norwich revealed that Sir Henry was indeed the hitherto anonymous donor of the statues of the King and Queen, unveiled by the Queen in Norwich Cathedral Cloister, and that he had also paid for the cloister bays to be repaired. He helped to provide the city with an airport by giving the Norwich Aero Club its first plane and making it possible for them to buy three more. Henry also loved the work of the Norwich School of Painters, building a collection of their works which he loaned for public exhibitions. Much of his good work went ahead without the glare of publicity, as Sir Henry was a generous yet modest benefactor, helping out so many people and good causes. Henry, born in 1868, was the son of J. H. Holmes, who was the clerk to the markets and inspector of weights and measures under Norwich Corporation. He went to the old model school and then got a job as a junior clerk in the offices of the Eastern Daily Press. He left the EDP to serve a term of apprenticeship at Bostock's Leather Merchants at Swan Lane in Norwich and was there for about 9 years, learning the trade. Then he and Mr. W. E. Edwards took over a cottage in West Pottergate during 1891 and began making boots and shoes. They never looked back. The business later moved to St. George's Middle Street in the city and from there to Bottle Street. The expansion continued with footwear being sent across the empire. In 1896, a new factory was built on Esdell Street. Mr. Edwards retired from the business, but the company continued to grow and new Esdell Works was built on Drayton Road. It was described as the most up-to-date footwear factory in the country and provided work for upwards of 1,000 people. Henry was a forward-thinking and much-loved boss. He married in 1894 to Miss Hatch of Great Yarmouth. They had two daughters and a son, Geoffrey, who went to take over the business following his father's death. Away from work, he played the violin with the Norwich Philharmonic Orchestra. He also loved playing bowls. He was president of the Norfolk Bowling Association, and he was also a keen sailor, being Commodore of Horning Town Sailing Club. He died in January 1940 at his home in Norwich, days before his 72nd birthday. It came as no surprise that Norwich Cathedral was packed for his funeral. As for Edwards and Holmes Limited, the factory was blown up in the Norwich Blitz, but it rose from the ashes to become a leading player in the city's shoe trade.